Welcome to Affiliate Marketing Millionaire, the official podcast for the number one affiliate marketing channel on YouTube, with over 36 million views and counting. Here are your hosts, ODI Productions and Kit Fatch.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Affiliate Marketing Millionaire. Back again this week with an awesome topic. We are going to be talking about how you can save time and money with the new ChatGPT, with AI, and really getting into exactly how you can use these tools. I know last week kind of gave an overview, so today we're going to be getting down in the nitty-gritty, and Odie has a big apology this week too, so we'll get into that later. But first, I want to turn it over to your host, as always, ODI Productions.
Yes, sir. All right, back again, guys, and we're talking all about ChatGPT and how to apply it to your business and your life to save you possibly hundreds of dollars. So really excited for this episode, and I actually just released a YouTube video that's kind of a companion to this episode. So if you're more of a visual person, you probably want to go check that out, because I'll be walking you through how to actually use these AI software tools like ChatGPT, how to do these prompts, and maybe you get a better demonstration. But we will describe some actual tactical prompts and some inputs that you can put into ChatGPT today to get some quality outputs and to save you a lot of time and money. So to break things down, we're going to show you how to do keyword research, how to generate SEO-friendly blog article titles and ideas, and how to write entire blog posts in just minutes in this episode. So these are all tasks that you used to have to pay hundreds of dollars for overpriced software and freelancers, not to mention you have to wait days for the work to be delivered by an actual human. How sad is that? Now, by yourself today, you can do the job of 3 to 5 people faster than ever with the help of AI. And the main reason affiliate marketing is difficult is because you have to wear so many different hats and you have to have knowledge of so many different domains. But now AI closes that gap and it makes you more efficient than ever without having to be an expert in every single domain. So we're going to kick off this episode, but I do want to let you guys know that I will be adding some AI-related content to my free 6-hour course on odiproductions.com. Gotten tons of amazing feedback from you guys who've been enjoying that course. So thank you guys for that. But yeah, we're going to jump into this episode. And the last thing I want to do is I want to give you a quick book recommendation. This book changed my life. It's called Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. Maybe some of you have heard of it. I've gotten some positive emails from you guys when I recommended The Millionaire Fastlane, both on my YouTube channel and on this podcast. And some of you said that that book was life-changing. I hope this is another life-changing book. Just to give you some background, I read this book about 10 years ago. One of the exercises is to write down a bunch of goals along with timelines. And Tony Robbins says that a goal is a dream with a deadline. And so what is crazy is, you know, I wrote these goals down in that book and I wish I could find the paperback copy, but I ended up hitting roughly 30 to 40% of those goals. And, you know, some of them were later. So an interesting one for any car enthusiasts out there, I wrote that I wanted a Mercedes-Benz C63 AMG within 1 year. This was back in like 2013. And that didn't happen. Okay, but I did get my E92 M3 3 years after I wrote that down, and just 2 years shortly after that, you know, Porsche 911 Turbo, my Lambo and everything. So like, you know, the goals that I had written down, some of them were late and some of them were early, because some of them I gave a 10-year timeline. So I thought this was very powerful. Go check out that book, guys. Let's jump into today's episode. So Kit, do you want to kick things off? You know, what can we do with the power of ChatGPT that we couldn't do before?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest ones is simply keyword research. This is something that's really confusing for people, especially for beginners. And we were kind of talking about mindset a little bit ago, most popular module by far in that passive income lifestyle course, and what AI is going to allow you to do is put into practice so many of those sort of lessons and things like that and just increase your productivity. And what's awesome is it's something that's going to benefit the small guy, the individual starting up way more than it's going to benefit the big corporation. So for the first time, things are kind of flipping. This is going to be that sort of secret ingredient in your toolbox that will allow you to compete. And keyword research is a big one, because this is where you see people sort of stumbling out of the gate. They go, oh, they have the high, like, I got it. I built my website. Here we go. And then this is kind of the first wall they hit.
Kit, you bring up such a great point about this benefiting solopreneurs even more so than the small businesses and the companies that already have like dozens of employees, where they have more, you know, just manpower and resources than you, the solopreneur, and you're competing with some of these, you know, websites and these blogs and these in these niches, and now you can do the job of 10 people by yourself, and you can do it virtually for free or for a fraction of the cost. Now, we did have a podcast listener who emailed me. He was complaining about Ahrefs. It's, you know, it's $99 a month. It's too expensive. And I can't get started on my business because I can't do this keyword research. And that's when it hit me. I need to apologize to you guys for listening to the podcast. You know, I feel that I've led some of you astray by showing you sort of what I would consider almost like the ultimate setup. You know, use this software, that software, string it all together. You know, that was almost assuming that beginners have $300 a month just lying around, which is so not true. And I've been in your shoes. I've been there where I was penny pinching and trying to figure out, okay, should I do the $3 hosting? Should I do the $5 hosting? So I need to go back in time, and being resourceful is one of the key, you know, traits if you want to be successful as an affiliate. And so what's beautiful about AI is we can just cut that $99 a month and many more tools that we'll get into. But ChatGPT can do amazing keyword research that, you know, it was trained on some of the data that is in these SEO tools, and it will actually reference some of them depending on, you know, the input that you ask it. So, you know, that said, Ahrefs is overkill for beginners. We don't even use more than like 10-15% of Ahrefs features. It has like 100 features. Now, you guys need to understand the context. Ahrefs is made for large websites that have thousands of pages. These companies, $99 a month is like a drop in the bucket. They do not care. That is, you know, it's cheap for them. And they do the plans that are $1,000 a month. But you, the solopreneur, the person who's just beginning, who has zero content, you don't even have a custom domain, you don't even have a website up, you have nothing indexed, you shouldn't be stuck on keyword research. And that's why I love ChatGPT, because it can do some keyword research for us. And we just need to get in the ballpark of, you know, what are good opportunities. And at the end of the day, this is one of the biggest mistakes I see beginners making, and why I wanted to partly apologize, because I feel that, you know, I had made some of you think that you had to have Ahrefs. You don't, okay? You are struggling with analysis paralysis, and it's something that everybody struggles with. And, you know, the mind is such a powerful thing where that's why we procrastinate and why we do a bunch of different chores instead of the thing we actually have to do, because you don't think you have a high chance of success. And the mind will look for every excuse in the book to not get started. Oh, I can't do it because I don't have the world's best keyword research. I mean, there's people who've gone before you, did zero keyword research, myself included, who were able to get success because they were executing and they were getting things ranked on Google. And sometimes, you know, something hits, but sometimes they don't and they flop. But if you make 10 pieces of content, one of them actually takes off, then that's so much better than sitting back and saying, I don't have my perfect list of keywords, I can't get started. That is the exact opposite of what we're trying to preach here. So,
I also think that in this environment more than ever, because Google's doing so many different updates right now to their search algorithm to try and sort of catch up with some of the AI search, to try and improve search results, that trying to do too much keyword research, you're trying to almost optimize for something that is still very in flux. What you need to be doing is trying out a lot of things. There's certain things that will never go out of style. Having a high performance website, having good quality content. But in terms of like keywords, like just get, especially when you're starting a website, get those core 50 things out. That's what you need to do. Then you have 1,000 posts. Okay, let's see if there's any unexplored niches. But the 80-20 when you start is just getting stuff out in the marketplace and see what hits. Because then you'll see, oh, hey, that article is getting a lot of response. Okay, I'm going to do more stuff on that topic.
Totally agreed. Love just, you know, getting things up there, going to look at your data, your Google Search Console, and then making, you know, data-driven decisions once you have something, at least like a baseline of data of what's working or what's not working. So let's jump into the actual prompting. So to do keyword research, the first tip I have for you guys is actually not to just jump right into, hey, ChatGPT, give me 10 SEO keywords. You need to first search for what are known as topic clusters. Now, you know, different SEO experts will give different names to this, but essentially topics and topic clusters. And you want to put in a prompt like this, like 10 SEO keyword clusters in the insert your niche here. So for example, in the cooking niche with easy difficulty. So adding that difficulty parameter just helps to get your results a little bit closer for people, again, with brand new websites with zero domain rating and with no authority and with zero domain age. You want to start with obviously easy difficulty. And so you start with these clusters. Now these clusters, the result that you're going to get are these basically categories. So when you have a site and you're trying to do like a hub and spoke or like a silo structure where you have big categories and then you break them down into like individual posts, and you should never do many, many sub categories. Some people, you know, they get this idea that, oh, you know, I need to really organize things by like these sub categories and just have this crazy tree, but that's not true. So Google really likes when your individual blog post, which should be the last thing on that tree, it's only about 3 clicks or less from the homepage. So if you have a sub category, you know, you're getting way too complicated when it comes to your site structure. So keep it simple is what I'm trying to say. So first you find these topic clusters and then you choose one. That's your category. And you can choose to write many top or many, you know, keywords underneath that topic cluster. And then after you do the 10 keyword clusters, you choose one. And you basically copy and paste it into this next prompt, which will be 10 SEO keywords in the budget-friendly cooking niche with easy difficulty. So insert your, you know, topic in that budget-friendly cooking that I just said. So going from topics to keywords will, one, it will help you kind of just like preface and see like a preliminary, okay, what do I even want to write about? And then you can get specific of like, okay, what's the actual keyword with a difficulty that's in the ballpark of what I can rank for as a new website. And I, you know, honestly, this is the way to go. Save your $99 a month, you know, just do this, whether it's with a free ChatGPT, whether it's with a JetPage AI, it's all, you know, powered by the ChatGPT large language model, which is amazing. And yeah, again, you know, that $99 a month, it's overkill. Most people don't even use 90-95% of the features. And here's the thing, even if you did sign up for Ahrefs, you can generate a keyword list of like, I mean, hundreds of keywords. And once you have that list, I mean, you don't really need to use it anymore for the most part, unless your site has a lot of like technical SEO issues and problems and errors, then maybe, but even then you can see a lot of those in Google Search Console for free. So this is just a, you know, again, I want to apologize. I think that it made some of you get this limiting belief of thinking I need to use Ahrefs. And that is not the case. You know, I definitely did not start out with using it. And even today, don't even use it that much. And I would only use it on a large website that has thousands of pages. If you don't even have 50 posts, I mean, you've got other priorities and problems to worry about. So let's move on to the next thing, SEO-friendly blog article titles and ideas. So Kit, yeah, you want to kick this one off?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of times people can overlook a title. Like the keyword is the first part. Okay, you know, yeah, what you need to target. But the way users think, if you just title it, you know, budget-friendly cooking, that's not is what's going to get people to click, especially because you have lots of other people targeting the keyword. You want something catchy that people go, okay, this is what I want to read about.
I've seen some bad titles from beginners. I'm sorry, guys. I've seen, you know, and I've reviewed a lot of students' sites, and some of this content, if you ever got lucky enough to even rank on the first page, nobody would click through because there's zero hook and copywriting to your title. So I'm sorry to say it, but it's the honest truth. And the way I think about it is it's like a thumbnail on YouTube, where if you don't have a good thumbnail, people are not going to click through to actually watch that video you spent so many hours to create. Same thing with a blog post and with your website. If you rank on Google and that title in the SERPs, your meta title, just doesn't capture their attention versus the 9 other options they have, why would they choose you? And if they don't choose you, you're going to continue to rank lower and lower. And even if you are able to get to the first page, you won't be there for long if you aren't, if you don't have a good title. So here's the prompt. Write me 5 blog article titles on cooking on a budget. So insert your keyword here, okay? On insert keyword here, and I like to do it in quotes for all of these. Anytime I say insert, you know, niche here, insert keyword here, I like to do it in quotes just in case. Now you wanna add these other two parameters. limit to 60 characters, because on the search engine results, titles, if they're greater than 60 characters, they get cut off. And this is just for SEO optimization. And then add in must include a number. So what you can do with ChatGPT, just to give you guys some advice on how to level up the quality of your prompts, always instruct it if you can get more specific. And that's the number one mistake I see beginners make with ChatGPT, is they'll just write, like they'll say, give me a blog article title on cooking, like very vague, very generic, and you're going to get vague and generic. Like, I mean, you may get something usable, you're not going to get something truly, truly good. And again, like, because I understand SEO, I understand copywriting, these are instructions that I can give it that's going to give me really, really high quality output. And so you want to get into the habit of adding additional instructions when you're making these prompts. And the result from this prompt right here, they're pretty awesome. And I also in the video on YouTube compare like just doing a generic prompt versus adding the instructions. It is night and day. And if you use JetPage AI, which does have an ideas generator, and you can plug in any keyword, you can generate topics, keywords, and blog article titles and ideas. The beauty of it is it already does all of these things with like, you know, maxed out prompts that are fine tuned for affiliate marketing and SEO already. But if you're to do on ChatGPT, you know, the free version, then I think this gets close to the output you'd get from something like that. Okay.
I think a great way to think about it too is like an air fryer or something where it's like, it can produce amazing things, but you're going to have to season the chicken. You can't just like throw in like a raw piece of meat, throw in the air fryer and be like, perfect. Like, and the prompts are that seasoning, is knowing what to tell it and to take advantage of all the amazing things it can do while working within its limitations. Go, okay, here's the things it can't do. So the best way to use this is this direction.
Totally. I think when people use ChatGPT and maybe they say, oh, you know, ChatGPT is bad, like it doesn't have good output, I guarantee you their input was just not good enough, because it does require some creativity and some knowledge to get to craft really good prompts. And I mean, there's jobs out there for prompt engineering that are paying really good money right now. Companies are trying to hire people who know how to utilize and leverage ChatGPT, and it comes down to your prompt engineering. But what's cool about, you know, tools like JetPage that takes it one step further is it not only is powered by ChatGPT, but it fine tunes the model for a specific use case like blogging, like SEO. And again, like I'm sharing you guys my experience to help you guys get better output, but these tools, they're going to be even better than me because, you know, they will personalize to your niche and to your website and to your content, your voice, much better than ChatGPT ever could, because, you know, at the end of the day, ChatGPT, it's not going to be like an ongoing thing where it's going to have a really great memory of like everything that you've inputted. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's a very general tool still. But when it's applied to certain verticals, I'm a believer it's like such a game changing software. So we're moving on to the third prompt, which is how to write blog posts, right? Like this is like the cream of the crop right here. If we're trying to save hours of our time and everyone's gone through looking at, you know, that blank page issue when, you know, you're sitting there, you don't know what to write about, and you have to get started and you're just looking at that cursor blinking on the page. If you could just get like 70% of the way there, I think so many people would take that initial momentum and they'd be able to get the job done. But going from 0% to 100%, I mean, that's what's stopping most people. So here's the prompt. You can just do a basic prompt for this one and you can add in certain things, but you can just say, write a blog article on, you know, insert title here. What's cool is because we have such good SEO titles. So here's one I actually got from ChatGPT. 5 tips for mastering cooking on a budget. You know, it has instructions built into the title because it's like, okay, it needs to have 5 tips. Here's the keyword, you know, cooking on a budget. And the output from this is going to be pretty decent from ChatGPT. But on JetPage AI, which is what I use, you know, I'm able to go from that blog article title idea it suggested right directly into writing mode. And I can click one button. It generates me a blog post. And in my video, the draft I got from JetPage for the same prompt, you know, the same blog article title, it was closer to 600 words. The one from ChatGPT was less than 450. You know, it's close, but obviously the closer we can get to like 1,000 on the first rip is ideal. But yeah, so this gives you a good starting point. I mean, you know, keywords, having the article title that's already like copywriting optimized, and then having that first draft written for you, and you can do a lot more. And, you know, we don't have time today to go too deep into the blog post writing, but if you guys do like this content, maybe I'll do a video, maybe we'll do a follow-up episode. But the way that I've been utilizing ChatGPT, and I plan to really post a ton on my personal website, because that's actually something I haven't done as much content as I'd like to, just, you know, haven't had that free time. But thanks to, you know, JetPage, what I'm able to do is I can do this whole process I just described to you in minutes, if not seconds. I can, you know, generate these topic clusters. I can choose a topic, immediately go into a keyword list, and immediately go to a blog article title. And then I click one button, 600 words, first, you know, first blog post draft. All I have to do is format, add in maybe like 400 words or so, add some pictures, and boom, I can click publish. And I would have killed to have a tool like this when I was getting started, because I mean, it's just insane. Like how fast you can move. And again, I got to a point where I was hiring writers. I'd pay them like $100 for an article. And to be honest, the output there wasn't even as good as ChatGPT, if I'm being completely honest. And I had to wait like 2 days for that.
Well, and I think too now, and I think it's one of the reasons, like, why does AI help the individual more than the company? Because you know what happens to big companies that say, hey, they have 20 writers on staff, is their writers now, instead of writing it, they have to write an article a week, we'll just use ChatGPT, throw up something that's kind of, you know, halfway done, but they aren't going to, oh, they increase productivity. No, they aren't. They're going to use it. The quality is going to go down, whereas you can use it to actually up your productivity and catch up with them.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, the solopreneur benefits the most from this technology, because you simply just couldn't do all of these things in a given day. I mean, you know, with 24 hours in a day, and if you had limited knowledge and limited experience, and you're, let's just say you're bad at writing, let's be honest here. And so many people, it's funny, because the reason that I kind of, you know, underrated GPT-3. So this is before ChatGPT. This is GPT-3 DaVinci model, or, you know, lower models like Ada. I had used that model through other tools, like the early versions of Jasper, Copy AI. And, you know, the output was good, but it didn't like blow me away. But when I showed other people, I remember them being like blown away and so impressed. And, you know, it reminded me the average person is not really that good at writing. And so for me, you know, I just kind of had this like unusual standard, because I had been writing high quality content and blogs. And also for school, you know, I had done a lot of writing. And for me, it wasn't up to snuff. And I mean, yeah, realistically, like GPT-4, which isn't really widely available, but I have seen the output from that and I've messed around and it is amazing. And so, you know, we've seen this technology just develop so fast and improve rapidly. And that's the thing about AI, is if it's bad, like if it's any, you know, semblance of bad today, it may be like world-class by tomorrow by lunch, just depending on what kind of like narrow use you have it doing, whether it's learning, you know, how to fight, learning how to play chess, learning how to play soccer, like it will figure it out. So much faster than a human, it has no limits. So with ChatGPT, when you literally see it writing and thinking just so much faster than a human can process, like 100,000 times faster than the human brain, I mean, you just can't fight it. And the people who don't utilize this technology, you're gonna get left behind. You're going up against people and corporations who are learning to adopt this technology. Luckily, you know, the big companies, they're slow to adopt new technologies because of the way, you know, it's just inertia and just like gravity, like they're just too big, that they require a lot of like approval, you know, to do certain things and to kind of like break the mold. But for you, you have no rules, you know, you can just do, you know, whatever you want. And that's the beauty of this. And so, you know, with JetPage, what's awesome is now it just replaces so many different softwares, whether it's the WordPress managed hosting that's $30 a month, whether it's Ahrefs that's $99 a month. And this was the number one thing that was stopping a lot of beginners. And, you know, why I mentioned earlier in this episode that, you know, I apologize because now I feel bad because I think that I convinced a lot of people that you must do it this way. And that is not correct. So, you know, again, and I know in my free training, I also talk about using all these different softwares, but now JetPage replaces Ahrefs. It replaces ChatGPT Plus, which is $20 a month, because you get that unlimited, you know, usage in terms of like, sometimes if ChatGPT is busy, you're using the free version, you have to wait. There's delays, it has a slower response. Sometimes the quality, the output's not really that great. And in JetPage, you have those amazing prompts built right in. So you have basically ChatGPT Plus built in, saving $20 a month. You know, Jasper, they charge $49 a month to write blogs. And honestly, it's the same exact ChatGPT large language model. They've been using GPT-3. Now they use 3.5. Maybe they use 4, depending on the plan. But that said, you know, this is, if you were to add up like Ahrefs, managed WordPress hosting for a fast website, ChatGPT Plus and Jasper, we're talking close to $200 a month just for that. And so now, you know, you can get all of that for $29 a month. So I recommend you go check out jetpage.co. I'll put my affiliate link in the description if you guys want support, but you can sign for a free 14-day trial. You can try out all of the things. If you forgot the prompts that I mentioned earlier in this episode, like, don't even worry about it. Literally just sign up for that 14-day free trial. There's no credit card required. You can play with the ideas generator. You can generate keywords. Even if you don't want to use JetPage, you could take those and you can take those ideas and port it over to Google Docs or port it over to another platform, wherever you want to do, but just give it a try because now the software is getting to a place where it's just so exciting what one person is able to do. And I think back, I used to have to be all of these hats. I had to be a web developer. I had to be a web designer. I had to be a copywriter. I had to be an SEO expert. I had to be an email marketing expert. I had to be a good sales person, you know, period. I had to be a content creator, a graphic designer. The other thing, which we didn't get into, but you could make logos with something like, whether it's Midjourney, Stable Diffusion, DALL-E, you know, you can't really, I don't think you can do it in ChatGPT because it's like text-based, but I think you can do it with any of those other models. There's probably free tools out there. I mean, to be honest, you could just make a logo in Canva as well. Like, it doesn't even require AI, to be honest with you. You just use a template, just replace the words. But logos and graphics and images is actually the other exciting medium that AI can do. And when we, you know, do a little bit more research and figure out things there, we can share some more insights there. Because that's another thing. I used to pay for logos on Fiverr all the time. And I actually enjoyed, well, I felt that I got good value there. I'd pay like, you know, 10, 15 bucks. They'd get me a good logo within, you know, 2 or 3 days, maybe 24 hours, depending. But to be honest, if I had the choice to just not pay someone and not have to wait, and I can just get that in seconds, I would choose that every single day of the week, twice on Sunday. So, you know, if it comes down to things like making a beautiful website logo and I can just get 10 variations within a few seconds, like that's the power of AI and a human could never. And, you know, back then when I used to buy, whether it's logos from freelancers or, you know, it's even like voiceovers and it's also video intros, I realized what some people were doing is they were taking like this other software and they were basically using templates and they were just like plugging in my logo or whatever. So to be honest, like it's not like these freelancers were even like doing custom work anyways. So with AI being able to replace those kinds of jobs or like tasks, I should say, then it just helps the business owner. Now it's hard, you know, obviously it brings the question of like, oh man, this is gonna replace like jobs. But at the end of the day, it's like, look, as a business owner, we don't have time to think about these kinds of things. Like we need to save money. Like we need to survive, right? It's already hard enough to start a business, but then having to worry about, you know, all these expenses, you know, just makes it so much harder. So, you know, just to wrap things up, I hope this episode was able to give you guys some tactical advice on how you can use ChatGPT today, again, to save you hundreds of dollars, you know, having to hire freelancers, having to wait hours, if not days, to get, you know, the deliverables. So make sure you check out that YouTube video if you want to get a visual of all of these prompts and, you know, maybe a more hands-on sort of like over-the-shoulder view of how I use ChatGPT. Hopefully you learned something today. And last thing again, check out the free course where I'll be adding more exclusive AI related content and more tutorials on how to use ChatGPT to save you hours and days of your time. I'll be adding it to the free course on odiproductions.com. So Kid, do you have any like last tips or, you know, sort of insights on this?
I think one thing to be excited about, you know, we talk about Jeff Page's AI, is it's something that can keep evolving. So just like, you know, these specific prompts, there are way more prompts. There's way more sort of fine tuning. And Jeff Page is going to continually evolve and continue to add new functionality. So as AI gets better, as the prompt refining gets better, because Jeff Page is made for blogging, made for affiliate marketing, you are going to get these specific prompts that are tailored to you instead of you having to constantly think about what to put.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. You know, this is the future, guys. I'm telling you, what's going to come next is not going to be like a general tool like ChatGPT that just is everything to everyone. And ChatGPT at its core, you know, their business model, they want companies to build on top of the large language model. So, you know, one way this has been described is the large language model is like the big brain, right? But then the individual tools that are specific to the verticals is the small brain. And what you can do with that is you can tailor it to a specific vertical. So let's say you're in real estate. You want to have the ChatGPT for real estate that understands all the terminology, it understands the workflow so that you don't have to do this copy and paste back and forth between ChatGPT and then go into another software or another, you know, a Google Doc, and then have to go back and forth, and then it doesn't even remember, you know, the previous inputs that you put in. You want to have a tool that is designed specifically for your use case, and that's why the Jeff Page AI really blows me away, because now everything is all in one. It's under one roof for one cost, and you know, there's never been a better value in software than what I'm seeing here. So again, check out the link in the description or Google Jeff Page or visit jeffpage.co. Give that 14-day free trial a chance. So many people are enjoying it that I've recommended to, and I myself, it's what I use, and you know, I can't imagine going back to the slow non-AI workflow of before. So thank you guys again for tuning in this week. We're trying to keep it up one episode a week. We apologize for that. You know, we had a few months, you know, hiatus, but we want to keep delivering max value. So we'd love your feedback. Send it over to support@odiproductions.com. Any questions you have for the podcast, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to if you want to show us your support. But that's all we have for this week. So thank you guys again for listening, and hope to catch you next week.